Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Get.
Introduce them to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make
it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Man.
consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down for 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Tonight, hallelujah, this is more hallelujah than an hour part. Well, I'm your host, Elder Andre K. Prevost, and I got a word from the Lord, hallelujah, from you, for you on tonight, hallelujah. But before we get to the word, hallelujah, amen, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here, hallelujah, on tonight, to be here, gathered together in your name, Lord. We want to ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. We thank you in advance for every revelation that you are about to release into the atmosphere. Lord, we thank you on tonight for everything that you are about to do, everything you are about to say. Lord, we thank you for the healing that's about to be unleashed on tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to praise and magnify you, Lord, for being who you are, and as God all by yourself. Lord, we want to lift up your name. We want to magnify you. We want to love on you tonight. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And once again, we love you. Once again, we appreciate you. Once again, we lift you up. There's no God like you, none besides you, and there never will be. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless God on tonight. Bless God. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank y'all. Amen for tuning in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I am Elder Andre K. Prevost. Amen. And I got a word. Hallelujah from the Lord for you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and if you got your Bibles, your electronic devices, amen, you're going to go to Luke chapter 13. You're going to start at verse 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. 10 through 13. Hallelujah is where we're going to come from tonight. Amen. Praise God. This is a familiar passage of Scripture. Many have heard it. Amen. They've had conferences about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've never attended one of them conferences. Glory to God. And what I might say tonight, amen, might be something you already know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it might be something somebody else doesn't know. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, amen, I want you to open up your hearts and minds. Come with a renewed mind on tonight. Hallelujah. As we go into the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It should be on y'all. I don't know if it's on y'all screens. Amen. Praise God. Luke chapter 13. Because, you know, TikTok be taking stuff down. Luke chapter 13, hallelujah, verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Glory to God. He being Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue. Hallelujah, amen, on the Sabbath. It's one of them. It don't even matter which one. Hallelujah. That's important to remember in this text. It just say one of the synagogues. Praise God. If you wanted to update it to this time, amen, you might say he was at one of the churches. Praise God. It don't matter which one. Glory to God. What the name of it is. Hallelujah. What denomination it is. Glory to God. Hallelujh. Who founded it? What are the roots of it? He was at one of the synagogues. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So it don't matter what church you at, God can come visit you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. God will come see you where you at. Hallelujah, amen. If they argue over, you know, whether you should be holiness, Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, Baptist, non-denominational, somebody denominational, ain't no denominational. Glory to God, hallelujah. God say, amen, when you seek me, glory to God, hallelujah, I'll find you. Oh, Lord, y'all ain't here. Hallelujah. He said, if you seek me, I'll find you. See, if you look for me, I'll find you. Glory to God, but I got to know you looking for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know the majority of people that be looked for, hallelujah, amen, they run to the person that's looking for them. They find that person. Glory to God that's looking for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they know they seek in them. Glory to God. God say, if you seek me, I will find you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he was teaching at one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, behold means to look. Or to look upon. So he said, look, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. In other words, she was bent over from a spirit of infirmity. Hallelujah, which had her crossed over like a hunchback. Hallelujah. You know them little old ladies with the walking canes? You might have seen them in church. Amen. You might have seen them walking down the street. Some of y'all might have just seen them on TV. Glory to God. In some of the old movies with them little old crossed over old women. Hallelujah. With the little walking canes and they can barely, amen, stand up. They can't stand up. They permanently crunched over like that. This is the condition she was in. And the Bible tells us she's been that way. We know how long she's been that way. She's been that way for 18 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But as we examine the text, we'll begin to look at the text a little closely. Glory to God. I think we missed something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're going to finish it and go back. We're going to do it like that, all right? Hallelujah. Amen. It says in verse 12, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, at first glance, and I've heard it talk like this in the past when I was a child, but I got my confirmation, so I'm confident in the word that the Lord has given me on tonight. Hallelujah. At first glance, at first listen, it sounds like this woman has a spirit on her. Hallelujah. It sounds like she done had this spirit for about 18 years. This is what it sounds like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when Jesus saw that she had this spirit on her, hallelujah, he rebuked the spirit off of her. Hallelujah, and she was healed. At first glance, that's what it sounds like. But that's not what happened here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read it again. Hallelujah. And behold, he said, and look, there was a woman who had, praise God. See, this is why it's important to know your adjectives, pronouns, adverbs, all that stuff they tried to teach you in school. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can understand the tense of the word that's being used. Glory to God. Now, the tense of the word that's being used is the word had. This word had is not a present tense word. This is a past tense word. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people say she stuck out to Jesus from the crowd because of the infirmity. Hallelujah. But what if she stuck out because she looked like she had an infirmity, but she didn't? Stick with me. It says she had an infirmity 18 years. Glory to God, hallelujah. And was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. She said, come here. He saw her. Now, understand, the writer is writing this, hallelujah, amen, this is Luke talking. Hallelujah. Amen. I will play for your father. Praise God. Late stage Ligma. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he saw this woman. Hallelujah. Amen. And he called, he told her, come here. Now understand, the writer Luke is writing this, hallelujah, from the future. He ain't here right now. Luke didn't come along, amen, to after the book of Acts. Well, in the book of Acts, Luke somewhere up in there, praise God. He came along after. Luke ain't one of the original 12. Praise God. Luke was a physician who became a Christian. Praise God, hallelujah, and decided to do his research on who Christ was. And the book of Luke and the book of Acts is the research that Luke found out about Yahshua, about Christ, about Jesus. Hallelujah. And from his research, hallelujah, he knew that the woman had a spirit. She didn't have a spirit. Hallelujah, amen. And the tense that he's writing, it'd be like she has a spirit. But she didn't have a spirit. She had one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 18 years ago is when she had this spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't believe me, look what he said to her. He said, when Jesus saw her, he called her up, come here, and he said, woman, thou art loosed. Wait a minute. If it's a spirit, I know this. We've been taught it. You speak to the spirit. You don't speak to the person. Oh, glory to God. But Jesus did not speak, hallelujah, to the spirit because the spirit wasn't there. He spoke to the person and told the person, you have been loosed. Hallelujah. ED, past tense. Now you are loosed. If you were to speak for the person, you would speak in present tense. You say you are loosed. You're loose from this spirit. Loose. Hallelujah. We say loose here, Satan. Hallelujah. We don't say loosed here, Satan. Praise God, because we believe Satan got a hold on me right now. So I'm telling him he needs to let me go right now. So I'm telling him to loose me. Glory to God. But he told her something she did not know. She had been loosed from the infirmity that afflicted her. Glory to God. Have you been delivered from a spirit on you? Hallelujah. Amen. But the devil keeps trying to get you to believe that you still got it. Glory to God. We have these sayings in the hood. You can take can I speak Frank? We can take the nigga out the hood, but not the hood out the nigga. Hallelujah. Pray. In other words, this going to be with me forever. This who I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I done gave my life over to God, but you know, I've been like this, you don't know how long. Praise God, I've been this way. Hallelujah. I've been like this since I was a child. 13, I can tell you, I was 13 when it started. Hallelujah. And ever since then, see, what we didn't realize is the demon don't come to stay. He got too much work to do. Remember, he asked Satan in the book of Job, where have you been? Hallelujah. He said, I've been to and fro. Hallelujah. Up and down the earth. Hallelujah. Trying to see whom I can devour. See, I'm trying to get everybody. I'm not trying to just stop on one person. See, I want you to know the devil just ain't stop on you. Glory to God, hallelujah. He got to you, but he didn't stop. He kept going. But he wants you to think he's still with you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Now this woman had been loosed from the infirmity. Hallelujah. And look at the language. Any other time, it said they were made whole. Hallelujah. They were healed, delivered. But this said, hallelujah, and he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight. Immediately she stood up. Hallelujah. She kicked the walking cane over and stood up. She threw the walker down and stood up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And she glorified God. Hallelujah. Praise God. She glorified God because the messenger, Jesus, delivered her a message that she did not know. Glory to God. How did he know? Because he seen it in the spirit. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about, hallelujah, Yahshua. Amen. Praise God. He's seen it in the spirit. That's what, surely she wasn't the only sick person at church. Surely she ain't the only one been coming to church for 18 years or more. Glory to God. Surely she ain't the only one. Hallelujah. Amen. That has been faithful to the Lord. Surely she ain't the only one there. But while he was teaching, while he was preaching, he saw her. Glory to God. And when he saw her, he said, woman, why are you, Lord, have mercy. See, it caught his attention because she's acting like something's wrong with her. But he can see clearly in the spirit nothing's wrong with her. Why is she behaving that way? Glory to God. The Lord want me to tell somebody. He want me to encourage somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God that you have been delivered from your infirmity. Hallelujah. You have been loose from. See, what the devil do is he come early and try to, and he just starts you out. Hallelujah. He just starts you out. Praise God. And once you get to going, hallelujah, he go on about his business. Hallelujah. Now years later, you done, hallelujah, call what you say, trying to get your life together, trying to get it right. You done gave it to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And you done gave up a lot. But it's that thing, that one thing, hallelujah, amen, that keeps you hunched over, that one thing. Praise God, hallelujah, that you feel like this has just got the hold on me. That one thing, glory to God, hallelujah, it's got to be my thorn. See, the devil is directing you to other scriptures, telling you that it got to be the thorn. It got to be the thorn that Paul was talking about. Because remember, Paul prayed three times for the thorn in his side to be removed. But God said that his grace was sufficient. So the enemy wants you to believe you got to live with this thing. Hallelujah. You got to live being hunched over. Hallelujah. In guilt. You got to live being hunched over in condemnation. He wants you to believe you got to, hallelujah, live being hunched over in whatever situation you in. You just an irritable person. That's just your attitude. Hallelujah. That's just who you are. Glory to God. I can't help it. I like women. I can't help it, Elder. I love men. I can't help it. I love money. This is just something about me that's a part of me, but the Lord want me to tell you that was a spirit that you have been loosed from. Hallelujah. The devil, as the old folks say, the devil is alive. Hallelujah. It's nothing the devil wants more than for you to believe that he still has a hold on you. Glory to God. But if you believe the word of God, and the word of God is true, that through his blood that he shed on that cross, glory to God, you are delivered, hallelujah, from your sins. Glory to God, hallelujah. That no matter what that sin is, he has made a way of escape. No matter what it is, glory to God, hallelujah, you don't have to succumb to it, glory to God. You ain't got to live with it. Hallelujah. 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 This woman for 18 years. Hallelujah, man. This could be more than half her life. We don't know how old she was. Glory to God. But for more than, hallelujah, a decade, almost two decades, she has been in this condition. Hallelujah, because the Spirit come early. Praise God, and he do what he do and get you started, get you hunched over, and once you hunched over, he burn out so he can hunch the next person over, because he got a mission. Glory to God, hallelujah. He didn't come, see, it's different demons. This ain't one of those possessing demons. This is one of them, hallelujah. This ain't the demon that inhabits you. Hallelujah, he come and hang with you for a minute. Hallelujah, he kick it with you until he gets you down and dirty. Hallelujah, amen, till you hunched over, praise God, into whatever sin that you in, and then he burn off about his business. And then years later, after you done got, call yourself getting it together. You done got out them streets. Hallelujah. Got yourself in the church. Hallelujah. Found yourself a mate. Had yourself a kid. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Got yourself a job. But you still hunched over. Hallelujah. From that demon from years ago. Hallelujah. The world would say you still got a chip on your shoulder. Praise God. Hallelujah, because of what that demon did years ago, because of that molestation that happened to you years ago, because of that person that cheated on you years ago, because of that friend that stabbed you in the back, hallelujah, years ago, hallelujah, because that parent that wasn't there for you years ago, glory to God, because that sister, that brother, hallelujah, amen, that turned their back on you, hallelujah, years ago, glory to God, you still live with that anxiety. Glory to God. You still live with that hurt. You still live with that pain. Hallelujah. Day to day to day up until today. Glory to God, because today God sent me to tell you, hallelujah, that years ago you were loose, hallelujah, from that infirmity. You don't have to feel the way you feel no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said you only feel that way because you think, hallelujah, you're still affected, hallelujah, by the event. Glory to God, because the event is what brought the spirit. Glory to God, hallelujah. The enemy don't want you to believe that you've gotten over the event. Hallelujah, that you've truly forgiven that person. Hallelujah. He don't want you to be straight. Hallelujah. He wants you to be hunched over. He wants you to be looking down. He wants you to be depressed. He wants you to be condemned. None of this is what you're feeling is of God. Hallelujah. And God, Jesus, looked and saw this woman and said, woman, thou art loose. And God is telling you tonight, woman, God is telling you tonight, man, God is telling you tonight that whatever the infirmity may be, thou art loose. Hallelujah. 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 You don't have to walk in it no more. Glory to God, you don't have to talk like them no more. Hallelujah, you don't have to complain about the situation no more. You ain't got to be hunched in it no more, because thou art loosed, hallelujah, from thy infirmity. Hallelujah. 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 Stop. The Lord says, stop letting, hallelujah, these events of the past control you today. Hallelujah. 18 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is not something that just recently happened. Glory to God. Nobody's saying, hallelujah, you need to get over something, hallelujah, so quick. We're talking about 18 years. Glory to God. Sometimes you move, you done got over something, hallelujah, because you never just looked back at it. You don't realize I done got over that. Hallelujah. You don't realize, amen, that no longer has a hold on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just been doing this just to be doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it no longer has a stronghold on me. Hallelujah. Now I don't got to be bent over in it. Hallelujah. No more. Hallelujah. Because I'm loose. Hallelujah. Because I'm free from whatever had me bound. I am loose. I am set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know the answer is yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, amen, praise God, that whatever, hallelujah, you've been through, hallelujah, whatever ailments that you have, hallelujah, been put through, whatever spirit people think is still on you, the Lord say, address that real quick. You know, sometimes people will tell you, people will put a spirit on you that ain't there. Glory to God, because you did something, amen, that they didn't approve. Now you got to watch her. She got a Jezebel spirit. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And when people start talking negative, you know, that's why, amen, because the Lord say, if you make it, don't read your comments. Praise God, because when you read the comments, you may think these negative things that people are saying about you don't affect you. But if somebody keeps telling you something negative, eventually you'll believe it. Glory to God. The only way children grow up, hallelujah, believing it's okay for daddy to touch her, hallelujah, is because he told her it was okay over and over until she believed it. Hallelujah. And once you believe something, you can't turn you can't nobody can convince you that what you think is right is wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. And once somebody tells you this is just the type of person you are, and you begin to believe the rhetoric of other folks instead of, amen, the written word of the living God. Praise God. When you begin to believe, amen, you are less than what God called you to be, and that's his child. When you begin to believe other folks over the word of God, hallelujah, I can't convince you you're not who you telling me you are. Praise God. How is it that I can believe you a child of God, but you don't believe it for yourself? Glory to God. How is it your enemies know that you are royalty? Hallelujah, but you don't believe it for yourself. Glory to God. How long have you been told the truth, hallelujah, but you hold on, hallelujah, amen, to what you were taught, praise God, when you've been loosed from these teachings and these traditions and these ideologies, glory to God, hallelujah, but yet you hold on to it when God's trying to tell you you've been loosed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said this. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said it so clear. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, amen, I come for the sinner. Hallelujah. Amen. To answer a call of repentance. That word repentance literally means to change your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of things you're sinning about. Hallelujah. Doubt is a sin. When you doubt the word of God, when the word of God is telling you that you're a child of God and you doubt what God is saying, God says you are wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He called the children of Israel wicked. And not because, hallelujah, they had lied, not because they had killed, not because they had committed adultery, glory to God, not because they built false gods. He called them wicked because they doubted, hallelujah, they could enter into the promised land. They doubted what God said. Hallelujah. And that alone made them wicked in God's eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when God tells you something and you don't believe what God is telling you, hallelujah, in his eyes, praise God, I'm telling you what the Bible says. In his eyes, you are performing a wicked act through your doubt and disbelief. When God tells you you are a child of his, praise God, hallelujah, and you don't walk like a child of his, glory to God, and you don't pull off the authority like a child of his, hallelujah, and you walk around like you everything but a child of his, that is wicked, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is wickedness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when God is telling us, amen, hallelujah, we are loose from these things that we used to do. Some of us have been loose from alcohol, but every once in a while we go drink it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us have a drink every night. Amen. And have no taste for it at all. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. But others, amen, praise God. Not that that's a sin. I'm showing you a comparison. Glory to God, hallelujah. But it's different, amen, from being an alcoholic. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. When you're an alcoholic, amen, you saying, amen, I'm hooked on this. Glory to God, hallelujah. And some of y'all are saying y'all hooked on stuff you're not hooked on. Glory to God, you loose from it. Praise God, but yet we still do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, but because we are allowing our flesh, praise God, to win the battle. Hallelujah, praise God. Some of us lazy, we just don't want to fight. Glory to God, hallelujah. Imagine being bent over for 18 years. Hallelujah, amen. Bones is popping. Praise God. It's almost like when he told the man with the withered hand to stretch. It's going to hurt to stretch. Some of us, amen, we just avoiding the pain. We don't want to stretch. We don't want to hurt. Amen. Praise God. We done got comfortable in our infirmity. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've gotten comfortable in our infirmity, so we don't want to stand up because it's going to hurt to stand up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us want to stay in our infirmity, amen, because money is involved. Favor is involved because people treat me a certain way when I'm in this infirmity. Hallelujah, amen. And they're nice to me when I'm in this infirmity. Praise God. The government send me a check when I'm in this infirmity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As long as I'm in this, hallelujah, I'm living comfortable. But God is looking at you like, why? Hallelujah, amen. Would you stay in something that you don't have to? Glory to God. Something that God has loosed you from. That's like you in an abusive relationship, and the dude say, you know what? Hallelujah. Here's $10,000. Take all your clothes. Take the car. You free to go. I'll never contact you again. Hallelujah. And you just stay. Hallelujah. You loose. You free. You can leave at any moment. Nobody's trying to hold you here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But yet you stay. Hallelujah. The Lord say, amen. You have been free. Hallelujah. From your addictions. You have been free. Hallelujah. Amen. From your iniquities. You have been free. Hallelujah. From your sin. You don't have to keep doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't you know, amen, the Lord says it's worse when you know you're free and you keep doing it. Hallelujah. I believe it's Habakkuk. It may be Hosea. He said the drunk people have an excuse. Hallelujah. They drunk. Hallelujah. They intoxicated right now. They inebriated. Hallelujah. Praise God. They don't know what's going on, but you sober. Hallelujah. You coherent. Glory to God. You can pass a sobriety test. Ain't nothing wrong with you, glory to God. So why are you swerving in the lanes? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now that goes from a DWI to reckless endangerment. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You hit somebody and you ain't drunk. Glory to God. That's a typical murder. What you... You doing this on purpose? Glory to God. How dumb does that sound? It makes sense. Don't it make sense for the alcoholic, the person that's intoxicated, to get behind the wheel, hallelujah, and wreck the car, hallelujah, and kill a dozen people? That kind of makes sense. He's drunk. He's intoxicated. But you mean to tell me you sober? Oh, Lord. You sober, glory to God, and you get behind the wheel. Hallelujah, amen. Now the only thing I can say, this ain't manslaughter. This wasn't no accident. Glory to God, hallelujah. You wasn't intoxicated. You had to be doing this on purpose. How crazy does that sound to drive reckless on purpose and you sober? The Lord says you have been loosed from your infirmity. Why do you keep walking like you've been bent over? Why do you keep watching the things that you watch? Why do you keep going to the places that you go? Hallelujah. Why do you keep talking to the people that you keep talking to? When I have delivered you from these things, do you remember what he told, amen, praise God, the blind man? Hallelujah. The one that he led out of the town. Hallelujah. Then he laid hands on, first he spit on the man. He spit on his head, praise God, hallelujah. Then he laid hands on the man. Hallelujah. And once the man stopped seeing me like trees, he told the man this. He told the man, don't go back where I brought you from. Hallelujah. The Lord has brought y'all out of something. You keep wanting to go back where God brought you out of. You keep wanting to call that number, go back to that relationship that you've been loosed out of. Hallelujah. Praise God. You keep wanting to go back to that dead-end job. You wasn't happy when you was at the job. Glory to God. But now that you ain't got a little money in your pocket, oh, I'm going to go back to that. No, glory to God. If I delivered you from that headache, why would you go back to it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God delivered you from so much, but you keep going back to these things, glory to God, when you have been loose from it. Hallelujah. 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 It wasn't good for you when you was doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. Alcoholics don't go back. Hallelujah. They, matter of fact, watch this. An alcoholic is so glad not to be an alcoholic, they count the days that they're not alcoholics. They award themselves, hallelujah, I ain't did this in 6 months, I'm happy. Oh, I ain't did this in a year. It's been 5 years. You need to award yourself, glory to God, that you no longer living in sin. Hallelujah. You need to take yourself from under the condemnation of something you did 18 years ago, or something that happened to you long time ago, something somebody did to you or said about you. Hallelujah. A long time ago, the Lord says that was a long time ago. You have been loosed from that, and it's about time. Somebody came and told you, y'all have been loosed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this woman finding out this information, we getting ready to close. And this woman finding out this information, she began to praise God. Hallelujah, because she did not know. Hallelujah. She thought I was still affected by what happened to me 18 years ago. I didn't think that thing ever left me. I thought the spirit was still upon me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's obvious to me that when you got ready, you didn't speak to a spirit. You spoke to me and told me there ain't no spirit there. Hallelujah. Praise God, so I don't have an excuse to be bent over. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to thank God for taking away the excuses. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad you don't have an excuse? Hallelujah, that you ain't got. You can stand up straight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need no excuse to bend over. I don't need no excuse to go back to that dude. I don't need no excuse to do what I was used to do. I don't need no more excuses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What I need is to be free. Hallelujah. What I need is to stand up straight. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So as we close, the Lord wants you to know tonight that you have been loosed from thy infirmity. That thing that you thought had a hold on you, God say, hallelujah, you have been loosed. Hallelujah, from it. Hallelujah, that thing been long gone. You don't need no rehab from it. Hallelujah, amen. You just need to put that thing away. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you have been freed. You have been loosed. Hallelujah. This word is to encourage somebody tonight. Hallelujah. So you can stand up straight, glory to God, and say that I am a child of the Most High God. I can stand up straight. Hallelujah. And say, God has delivered me. Hallelujah. From hurt, harm, or danger. God has delivered me. Hallelujah. From my past. God has delivered me. Hallelujah. From the darkness. I have been delivered. And I believe it because the word says, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I stand up straight on the word tonight. Hallelujah. That I am free. Hallelujah. That I have been loosed. Hallelujah. On tonight. And we thank you, Lord, on tonight. Hallelujah. We come before your throne giving you the glory. We come before your throne giving you the praise. We thank you, Lord, for telling us, hallelujah, well, some of us did not know, hallelujah, that we have been freed. We are loosed from that spirit. That spirit, hallelujah, that was in my family ain't on me. Hallelujah, that spirit that was on my friends, it ain't on me. Hallelujah. That spirit that was in my school, it ain't on me. Hallelujah. That spirit that was in my church, it ain't on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you I can stand up straight. Lord, I thank you on tonight. Lord, I glorify you on tonight. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we love you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we praise you. And we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for his word. We thank God. Hallelujah. His word is true. Hallelujah. We have been loosed. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line on tonight. If anybody be on the line, amen. I don't know if anybody out here or not, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God on tonight. Amen. For everybody that tuned in. Praise God. You might be listening to the recording on tonight. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. If you're watching the video or watching the recording, we thank God for you. We hope the word has blessed you on tonight. Praise God. You ain't got to live with no demon because he gone. Hallelujah. You've been loosed from him. You've been delivered from him. You was I got to share this with you before we get out. The Lord said when you gave your life to me, you was delivered from that thing right then. But the devil don't want you to believe you was delivered. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you've been walking around like you was afflicted, but you've been loose this whole time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. Praise God. We will be back on tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah. First Lady Aisha will be coming forth with a dynamic word from the Lord on tomorrow night. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll see if she'll get on camera this time. Praise God. Well, we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. We just magnify him because he's worthy. Because thou have been loosed in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank God on tonight. We praise his name. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Amen. Everybody, hey, man, don't forget to have a blessed night. Go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. We will see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. And how many of you know wherever the presence of God is, anything can happen in here. Glory to God on tonight.
mercy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one prayer.
I need you to prophesy to them and tell them you are just here.
Prophesy over your own self.
Somebody say breakthrough. Take it up.